What's up? This is Kyle Hebert, the voice of the narrator from Dragon Ball Z. And you're listening to WMUC-FM College Park. How many songs do we have? Over 9,000!
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed.
Pesticides.
Hello, hello, hello. I know you were waiting for us to come on because I turned off the intermediary.
The no dab.
The no dab. But
wait,
they
can
don't
you
know.
Hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice.
I turned off the intermediary music, but I forgot to that after I do that, it's kind of time to get on air. So sorry for the silence there.
Mm. Nobody can stand silence. I can't.
True.
Actually.
I don't like silence.
I'm with you, audience, that can't stand silence.
But except we don't even know that's true, because no one said that.
Well, welcome back to Oh Brother on WMUC Digital College Park. Hope you had a beautiful Thanksgiving break. You probably missed us so much last Thursday, but we're back. But
you probably did, yeah.
You probably shouldn't have done that. But yeah, so obviously if you are a person that has social media or Spotify or Apple Music or anything, then you may know that yesterday was Spotify Wrapped, the biggest holiday of the year.
You know about this phenomena.
And obviously, I think we did this last year. Well, we did, like, I don't remember exactly what we did, but we just did, like, a Wrapped, like,
yeah.
Whatever.
We were debating how should we make it rap theme, like.
But, like, not just, like.
Well, I was like, so my thing was like, all right, let's do, like, it gives you your top five artists and your top five songs. So I was like, okay, it would be lame if we just both played our top five songs.
Because
we probably have two or three that are similar. I think we have at least one. So then I was like, okay, what if we do the top 10, five from each of us, unique songs? Like, can't be the same artist, and it can't be the same. Obviously, it can't be by the same artist, and obviously, it can't be the same song. But then. I don't know. Then we were just like, yeah. It was like easier to just be like, let's just throw some songs from our top 100.
I thought this was my idea. I thought it'd be fun if we both just picked a random five songs from like the playlist it gives you of your top 100 of the year, and like we just guessed where in the 100 like it fell.
Yeah,
maybe that's
only
fun.
And you
for
guys
us.
Can send in your guesses on Instagram. For every song that we play, we'll post. We'll post a post, and then you can be like, guess 1 through 100, and then you can see if you get it right.
Whoa, that'll be a crazy quiz.
Awesome. You guys can participate in the show.
Wait, are we actually going to do that?
No. I mean.
That'd be a lot of posting. if and you, we're not very good at that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you wait, Kate? Did you make a post today?
Yeah, I did.
I forgot to.
I know.
I forgot
but
to remember.
But if I didn't, you might.
If you didn't do it, I might have remembered to do it. Maybe. Well, anyway, let's get into the wrapped extravaganza, let's listen to PSAs. Let's see. I'm trying to find a good PSA. I like the UMD PSAs. Here we go.
Which one?
The UMD.
Start a startup with other startups at Startup Shell. Get started at startupshell.org.
There we go. Start a startup with Startup Shell.
Is that all it said?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, you didn't hear that?
No.
How did you not hear it? It didn't
come out
of the
monitor. I don't know, it was just
quiet. Oh. Whoops. That's on me. All right, let's see. So, we're just going to go right into it. I guess, the way we arranged this playlist is to alternate between one of my songs and one of Kate's songs. So, that's just how it'll go. But we don't need to talk about that. We don't need to frame it like as if, oh my God, here's mine and here's Kate's and here's mine and here's Kate's, because I find that to be weird.
But you'll just be able to tell because one
True.
Of us will be guessing and the other one will know.
Yeah, exactly.
And isn't that so much fun?
It's so fun for us, and you guys just get to listen because yeah,
it's
because
not even that fun
it,
for us. Like,
I know.
It's just going to be a completely random
guess.
It's
going to be like, oh, that's
okay.
Wrong. Because, I mean, there's no way you get it right. And then it's going to be, oh, okay. Yeah,
hey, maybe our goal is like
What's
one of us can get one right. Like, let's see if we could each get one right.
Or let's see if
or
even
all,
one
or
of
all.
Us. Let's see if even one of us can get even remotely
Any,
close.
Yeah.
and then we'll walk away happy with our fun game that we invented. And then, if you're a loyal listener and a loyal fan, you just love our lives so much that. You guys can play along at home, so. Ready?
So, Mom and Dad.
I wonder if Troy Lovell's listening. Troy Lovell, if you're listening, you can play along at home. Troy, the last time I saw Troy, he told me that he's an avid listener.
He told me, I saw him at State Fair, and he said he loves the show.
Troy,
so, thank you,
if you're,
Troy.
If you want to play along, I know you're in math class, right? Or, yeah, or some kind of class right now. So, this will give you something to do instead of pay attention. So we're going to start with Driveway to Driveway by Superchunk. And then it's going to be You Lost Me There by George Clanton. So enjoy these two.
Thank you.
that was You Lost Me There by George Clanton. Before that, you heard Driveway to Driveway by Superchunk.
Superchunk.
Kate, I think You Lost Me There was your 52nd most played song.
You know, not too far.
Really?
Not too far. It was my 41st song.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
A little higher.
I was in the ballpark.
A little higher than you thought.
I was in the ballpark. Wait, I gotta find... Now you gotta guess mine.
I think that Driveway to Driveway by Superchunk... Well, I've never heard that song, or you talk about it, or anything. So, I would think it's a little lower, maybe, like, 73?
That was 58.
Whoa. Oh,
wow.
A little higher up than I thought.
All right. This is a great game, guys.
Yes.
This is great. That was my 58th most played song of 2025. Wow. We both started. I'm pretty heavy. I think all the songs that I picked are like further down. That'll give you a little hint. Like, I don't think I picked much from my top 10 or 20.
I might have not done that.
Well, that's fine.
We'll see.
That doesn't matter. I'm just mentioning it. All right. We are quickly burning time, so
yeah.
Let's play these. Coming up next, we got Hypersonic Missiles, as he says in the song, by Sam Fender. And we got Taste Just Like It Costs from MJ Lenderman.
In the parking lot, the golden arches illuminate the business park. I eat myself to death, feed the corporate machine. I watch the movies, recite every line and scene. God bless America and all of its allies. I'm not the first to live with wool over my eyes. I am so blissfully unaware of everything. Kids and girls are a bomb. The world are rising higher. We're probably due another war with all desire. I'm not smart enough to change a thing. I have no answers, only questions. Don't you ask a thing. We'll be right back.
that was Tastes Just Like It Costs.
By MJ Lenderman, who we've played plenty of on here.
I think that's true. Before that, you heard Hypersonic Missiles by Sam Fender.
It sounds like Alan from Smiling Friends.
Missiles.
It's a full moon tonight. I will guess.
Oh, you're guessing first.
Well, okay. Because your song was first. You went out of order.
That's fine. Well
do you want to...
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, you can go.
No, it doesn't matter.
Wait.
I just don't think the order has to be so rigid.
Okay, I'm sorry. damn, it's 5:30.
I know. We gotta
keep
speed
going.
Up. Yeah, yeah. Okay, quick guess.
Okay,
quick guess.
I think that was, 57.
Close.
What?
It was 68.
Dang, I was gonna say that.
But you know my last one was 58.
58.
The one before that was 58, so you get
And 57. That was 68?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you think?
That was 24.
24. It was actually 66.
Oh, damn. I thought you played that one more. All right. Well, let's speed it up.
Ooh, these next two are real good.
Yeah.
You can cut.
No.
Little
well, no, it's okay. But yeah, you're going to hear one of the best favorite songs of the year. This is going to be from Bon Iver, and then Islands of Men by Geese.
Somewhere far from here. So tell me when the coast is gone. thought you'd find what it means, peace of mind. You can't keep womankind in your dreams. You can't keep running away from what is real and what is fake. You can't keep running away from what is real. Thank you.
pretty abrupt.
No, it's fading out, so you just can't hear it.
Oh.
Because you don't have the phone.
Oh, I see, I see.
That was Islands of Men from Geese.
Yay.
And before that was From by Bon Iver. Kate, I know how much you loved that Geese record this year, but it didn't come out until late August.
It's actually late September.
Sorry, that's what I meant. It didn't come out until late September. So I know how much you listened to that. It would just be, but you only had 1 month to get it into your Spotify because Spotify stops tracking it at the end of October. But I'm still thinking that that was definitely in your top half, maybe even top 25. I'll go right around 24.
24?
Mm-hmm.
It was 10.
Oh my gosh.
I actually was so surprised to see that. I don't even understand.
Well, you only had basically a month to get that. Wow, that's...
I don't understand. And basically the whole rest of the album is not far after it. Like, 100 Horses is at 13.
Wow.
Taxes is at 16. Like...
Well, that's cool.
I don't understand. Well, when that album came out, it was pretty much the only thing I listened to. But still, like, to take up for just a month, and then to take over, like, what I'd been listening to the whole rest of the year.
Yeah.
Like, dang.
That's how you know it's a good album.
I guess so. At least to me. Okay. I think From, we, like, that
I played that all summer.
All summer.
Yeah. Like, every day.
Yeah. It's just, like, So, I'm gonna think pretty high. You said you did most of yours low.
Most of them. But yeah, yeah.
But I would say top. I'll go like. Maybe like 12.
Very close. That was 9.
Oh, I was literally about to say 8. I was about to say 8. Dang it! I should have said 8.
Very, very close.
Nice. Nice.
Nice. Nice. Great game. All right. We're down to 2 tracks left.
No,
each.
Not
two.
Oh, yeah.
Two
I
each.
See. I see. Sorry. I'm sorry.
For the guessing game. we got about 18 minutes left, so that should be good. Here we got 1952 Vincent Black Lightning by Richard Thompson, one song that I also was listening to all the time this summer, especially over the summer. And after that, we're going to have Believe by Venturing. So enjoy these.
Says Red Molly to James, that's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such like. Says James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled her on behind and down to Box Hill they did ride. Oh, says James to Red Molly, is a ring for your right hand. But I tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. For I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. Now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, then I give you my Vincent to ride. Mm-hmm. come down, a red molly called Sergeant McRae. For they're taking a young James A.D. for armed robbery. Shotgun blast hit his chest, left nothing inside. Oh, come down, a red molly, to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of a road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. He said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Says James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now Mountains and Indians and Greaves won't do. Ah, they don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. Oh, he reached for a hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I've got no further use for these. I see angels and aerials in leather and chrome swooping down from a hill and they carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died. And he gave her his Vincent to ride.
Thank you.
That was Believe by Venturing. And before that was 1952 Vincent Black Lightning by Richard Thompson. And I think that's another one I've never heard before.
But the guitar was really cool.
I feel like you, like, that's a song that you would, I can tell you would listen to like over and over again. So I'm going to say, maybe 36. Did I get it?
It was 29.
Oh,
you should have said 30. That would have been the closest.
That was pretty good. Kinda, not really.
That one was low in the lower half of your, that one was 58.
58? So that was actually 14.
Wow.
And that was a trick because my number one artist was Jane Remover. Is Jane Remover,
well,
but
that's her side project. Yeah. I do know that, but I didn't think that you listened to that often.
I did like that one a lot. That was definitely my favorite from that album that they put out a bit ago. But anyway. Also, I think she's releasing tomorrow, so for anybody interested, wow, which is probably nobody.
That's not true.
Okay, two more. We gotta
get through these. All right.
Oh, I'm scared.
We got Trains Across the Sea, Silver Jews, and we got a little bit more from McGee. So let's listen to these two great tracks, and then we'll wrap it up and sign off.
Haven't decided everything you want in your life is yours. Don't take what you want. Baby, take what you want. When the shadow is gone, and you found a way to bring me home, you open the door. Just a little bit more.
That was A Little Bit More by McGee.
Mm-hmm.
And before that was Trains Across the Sea by Silver Jews. And we are almost out of time, so I'm going to give a really quick guess, Kate. That was, you listen to McGee a lot this year. That was number six.
Six?
No. Because you didn't listen to that one. that one, not that.
Wait, okay. Dang it. No, that's your answer.
No, that's not my. That's not my. that was number 19.
It was I just put it away. 48.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
But my big McGee year was last year. That's when entire my top 5 was just all McGee. Okay, Silver Jews, I know you really got into them this year.
Into them 2023.
Oh, okay. You're scrolling a lot to the bottom, so
I'm scrolling all around. I'm just doing this.
Okay,
so
he's just
see.
Trying to trick me. I'm going to say Trains Across the Sea 42.
82.
Dang! 40 off.
40 off. That's okay.
Well, that's close.
All right. Well, I hope you guys liked our game.